forgiving our enemies and praying for them. It's the demand, the call of the gospel of Jesus himself to imitate him, because he's asking us to do what he did. He would never ask us to do something that he didn't do, that he prayed for his enemies, forgave them. It's a choice to forgive, not a feeling. It's not like you're going to start liking your enemies, right? It's not the quality of friendship, but of love, charity, greater than friendship. Doesn't mean you're going to go out to eat with them. Doesn't mean that they're not to be held accountable for their actions, but that I can choose to forgive. St. John Paul II, if you recall that scene in prison where he forgave the person who shot him, we'd all say, well, yeah, he's the Pope. Uh-uh. That's the call of each one of us. He's no less human than we are. It's not easier for him to forgive just because he's Pope. We can fall for that, thinking that it doesn't apply to us. It's for others. It's for us. And we don't have to go look so far for our enemies. Many times they live in our own families, our own neighborhoods, our own friends can so easily become enemies. We have to love them and forgive them.